Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing on the subject of Ism-e-Azam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, that if you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these beautiful names, then most assuredly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to your call, will listen to your dua. In the last session, two beautiful names were mentioned, and these names are also from the names of Ism-e-Azam. Their meanings were also explained, and the two names are Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu. Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu. And so what we need to do is that when we make dua, get into the habit of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu. Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu. Insha'Allah ta'ala, in our session tonight, I wish to continue again with two more beautiful names, which are also from the Asma'ul Husna and are also considered as Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam. And Ism-e-Azam, the two names of Ism-e-Azam which are mentioned in the hadith, are Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. And so, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, again, what is very important is that when we make dua, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these names, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, and Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. So if I can have your attention, rather than people looking at this man writing what he's doing here. MashaAllah. If you can sit all the way at the back, so I'm not disturbed. All the way at the back. All the way. MashaAllah, brother. All the way. Lean against the wall comfortably. Brilliant. MashaAllah. I can have your attention, please look this side. So mashallah, there are people who are writing, alhamdulillah, which is also good. So they don't forget, alhamdulillah. Husood ilm is very important. And so Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim is amongst the most powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is also Ism-e-Azam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his glorious speech, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ. That call upon Allah or call upon Rahman. That is why the ulama have mentioned that after the name of Allah, the most powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman. And in fact, some have said that it is the very name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Allah. So these two names are very powerful. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. And it's very simple. Anytime you make dua, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Remember the Ya, that means, O Allah. O Allah, O Merciful One, O the One who is the most gracious. That is the meaning of Ya. Ya is not part of the name, but Ya is the way we show respect when we call upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is one entire chapter of the Quran that has been named after the name of Allah, and that is Surah Ar-Rahman, a very beautiful surah of the Quran. The balance of that chapter is very beautiful. In fact, it is considered to be amongst the favorite chapters of the Qurra when they read, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously holds this balance by reminding humanity, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will you deny, O insan, that Allah has given you so much? And so the very first word in this chapter is Ar-Rahman, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so as the young that are here, mashallah, when we make dua, get in the habit of making dua by saying Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. Sometimes it's the most easiest things that we fail to do, and because of that the dua is not reaching where we would want it to reach. Simple things, but we miss it out. Sometimes you're doing wuzu, it might be a simple dua that you're missing out, and you are mahroom and deprived of great reward. And so it is simple things that matter. Simple things that matter. And this is not simple. This is from Ismi Azam. And so if you leave Surah Ar-Rahman on one side, in fact, the beautiful dua, the tasmiya, which actually separates in the Quran the two chapters. What separates the chapters? Surahs Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Again, if you have a look here, in Bismillah, what are the other names of Allah? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. See how important these names are. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And then after Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, if you go forward, and if you open up Surah Al-Fatiha, again, Alhamdulillah, all praises and all thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbil Alameen. And remember what Rabb means. Rabb means Murabbi, the one who is your complete provider, the one who is your complete provider, the one who has your complete ownership, the one who is your complete master. So he is the Rabb of all the worlds. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that Rabb, how is that Rabb introduced, as in who is Allah? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, He is Rahman and Rahim. Who is He? Rahman and Rahim. The most compassionate, the most merciful. So again you see in the Quran, wherever you read, you'll very often find these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahman, Rahim, Rahman, Rahim, Inna Allah Ghafoorur Rahim, Rahman, Rahim. And these are the most powerful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is considered to be from amongst the Ism-e-Azam. Ism-e-Azam. Now, if you look into the words Rahman and Rahim, both of the words actually are derived from the same root word. from the word Rahmah. From the word Rahmah. Rahman is also made from this word Rahmah, and Rahim is also made from this word Rahmah. Both of them. And what does Rahmah mean? Rahmah means compassion. Rahmah means mercy. Rahmah means to be kind. These are the meanings of Rahmah. But the difference is, Arabic is a language of scales. Arabic is a language of scales. If you master the scales, you know the Arabic language. The scales that have been used are different, although the root words are the same. So Rahman comes from the scale of Fa'lan, and Rahim comes from the scale of Fa'il. And Fa'lan in the Arabic language, both of them are the scales of Mubalagha. Mubalagha means in which there is intensification. A scale in which there is something of intensity. You want to show something that is intense. So for an example, if somebody is angry, you'll say Ghaziba. But in the Arabic language, if you want to say that he is extremely hot-tempered, then you use the scale of Fa'lan. And you say Ghazban. What do you say? Ghazban. Oh ho, this man is fire. This man is very hot-tempered. If a man is thirsty, you say Atisha. But then if he's very, very thirsty, you'll say Atshan. Extremely thirsty. If he's intoxicated, you'll say he's Sakran. He's not in the right frame of mind. So anything in the wazan of Fa'lan, it says that there is intensity. There is Mubalagha. And the same goes with Rahim also. But the scales are different. The balance of recitation is different. Although the root words are the same. They come from the same root word, which is Ar-Rahmah. Now understand, my respected brothers and elders, what is the difference between Rahman and what is the difference between Rahim? What is the difference between Rahman and what is the difference between Rahim? Rahman means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's general mercy. And that is why this name is so powerful that you can't call anybody else Rahman. Rahim you could. For an example, in the Quran, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to his mercy, Allah has described him as bin nasi raufur rahim. That with people he is rauf and he is rahim. There are other sifat of Allah, sami' and basir, where Allah has described for human beings. But Rahman is only Allah. You can't use that for anybody else. Of course you have names like Abdul Rahman, and you might have names like Abdul Rahim. That's different. But you cannot call anybody just Rahman, like you could for Rahim. So Rahman is a different category. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's general mercy. And this mercy is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at someone who is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, who are from amongst the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, animals, trees, mountains, the earth, everything receives the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that mercy is called Rahman. That it is a general mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives wealth to the kuffar. Allah gives health to those who are disobedient to Him also. In fact, you'll find sometimes a man might be wondering that this man has got everything, despite the fact that he is from amongst those who rebels and turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is Rahman. And then comes the sifat of Rahim. Rahim means that mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only show those that are beloved to Him, those that are from amongst His believers, those that are faithful to Him, as in the people of Iman. So Rahim is for the people of Iman, and Rahman is something that is very, very general. And both come from the same root word. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say Allah is Rahman and Kareem, or Allah is Rahman and Ra'uf. But He used the same root word of mercy. Why? This is to indicate that there is nothing that is more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that is more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when a person remembers Allah by calling Him Rahman and Rahim, immediately that will attract the mercy of Allah. Because He is Rahman, He is Rahim. And if you remember someone that He is Rahman and Rahim, if you go to somebody, for an example, who is big hearted, and you say to him, "Bhai, no man, we know you to be a very sakhi man. Now we know you to be a man who gives. When you give with this hand does not know." So when you call somebody with these titles, obviously, subhanAllah, he will think that, mashallah, you know, this man thinks so much of me. And how much should we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is the one who provides everything. So when you say Rahman and Rahim, subhanAllah al-Azim, he listens to you immediately. Immediately your dua is kabul. That is why Ism-e-Azam is maqfi in these names. Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, and Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Get in the habit of saying this. Because there is no one who is more merciful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah has used two different scales but have the same meaning of compassion and mercy. So Rahim means the one who is most merciful. Another meaning of Rahman and Rahim is, Rahman means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of your immediate needs. Of your immediate needs, which are again a source of mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately is looking after you. You see, you might say that, mashallah, you know, Brother Abdullah is a good guy. Brother Abdullah is a good guy. So maybe in his nature he is good, but it does not mean he is good every second. It does not mean he is good every second. But Rahman means immediately the mercy is in effect. Allah's mercy is in effect. I am seeing you, you are seeing me, we are hearing each other, mashallah, I am speaking. That is also a blessing. Immediately the mercy of Allah. And Rahim means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of that person's need which is in the future. That is also the meaning of Rahim. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is Rahman and He is Rahim. If we look into the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah created mercy, rahmat or rahma, it was created in 100 parts. It was created in 100 parts. So rahmah was divided into 100 parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withheld 99 parts with Him. 99 parts were withheld of mercy. And only gave one rahmah, one part of rahmah to all of humanity. And so the rahmat that a mother shares with the children, the animals that show mercy, and in fact every kind of mercy that you see, that is only from that one part of mercy, one part of rahmat. 99 is withheld. 99 is withheld. This is in the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So why is this 99 withheld? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 99 other parts of mercy will be used for the true believers on the day of judgment, which will be 50,000 years long. Oh ho, how will that day be? Allahu Akbar. Complete darkness. You will have Jahannam in front of you. That will be a difficult moment. But 99 parts will be used on the day of Qiyamah. In this dunya, from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the last man, only one part is being used of mercy. So we need to understand the meaning of Rahman and Rahim. Now a lot of people even say, well, if Allah Pak is Rahman and Rahim, then why is that person disabled? And why is this person? Inshallah we will cover this also, if Allah wills, in the next slot, in the next session, if Allah wills. Understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman and Rahim. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator of a hadith. And this hadith is also mentioned in Tafsir ibn Kathir. When the people of Jannah go into Jannah, and those that are destined for Jahannam go to Jahannam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us.
Ameen.
Bole ameen bhai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And everybody is now in their allocation, allocated places, everything designated, that is where they are. Allah save us. The malaika will be there, and everything is done. The doors of Jannat are shut, and the doors of Jahannam are also shut. Everybody is inside. At that time, in the hadith it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement. That is why in the Quran Allah says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ
رَحِيمًا.
Allah with the believers is Rahim. And so this sifat of Rahma in the word of Rahim is only khas, only for the people of Iman. That is why people of Iman have this honor. That is why zakat cannot be given to anybody else but a fellow Muslim brother. Because that is the honor of your Muslim brother. And so, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement that I have introduced myself as Rahman and Rahim, and I want to show everyone that I am also Rahim. I am also Rahim. That is, mercy is with the people of Iman. Now, everybody is in Jahannam, and those that are in Jannah are in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that the people of Iman will also enter Jannah. Now even the angels cannot sense any kind of Iman from those that are in Jahannam. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not have hands, but this is what is mentioned in the hadith. It is from the mutashabihat. It is from the mutashabihat, so we understand it. However Allah does, that is in His knowledge. And it will be two scoops or one scoop. Or one scoop. Two scoops or one scoop into Jahannam. Into Jahannam. Taking out people from Jahannam. It will be either one scoop out of Jahannam or two scoops out of Jahannam. These people will come out of Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, these are people who have disobeyed all their lives. They have not done anything that is of a good deed. But only, possibly, they recognized one God. They recognized one God. And possibly, they had some affiliation and they believed in the time of the prophets. That, okay, this man is a prophet. He says it, so he's a prophet. So they must have said this much. Only that much of Iman bas. That there is one God. And okay, that man, he claims to be a prophet. He is the prophet of Allah bas. Thereafter a life of kufr. And so they will be all taken out also from Jahannam. They will be taken out. And it will be written on them, Utaka'ur Rahman. Utaka'ur Rahman. These are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emancipated and has freed them from the fire of Jahannam. And they will also be taken into Jannah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, I am Rahim, and my rahmat is also for those who have believed in me. For those who have believed in me, even once. That is why if somebody says to you that, you know, I want to become a Muslim, don't doubt him. Don't say, no, you can't become a Muslim. Are you sure you want to become a Muslim? Are you right? If he wants to become a Muslim, let him become a Muslim. Let him, mashallah. Subhanallah. And we have one brother here, mashallah, Jordan, that was his name. Only 16 years of age, mashallah, with his friend who is 15 years of age. He's not here, is he? Nazir Ali is not here. And mashallah, I said to him when he embraced Islam at the center, I said, shall I choose a Muslim name for you? And he said, no, I've chosen a name for myself. So can you tell everybody here, what's the name you chose?
Bilal Musa Ali.
Beat that. Beat that. Not one name, but how many names? Bilal Musa Ali. MashaAllah. I'm so happy to see you, Bilal Musa Ali. I'm so happy. I can see the light on your face. The noor. When you were sitting, you were different. After taking the shahada, you are different. SubhanAllah. Two young boys. 1 week before was a 17-year-old boy. Allah is opening the doors of hidayat. 1 week before 17, week after a boy who is 15, 117. Now how many reverts that are sitting here, mashallah, that we can see? Allahu Akbar. That one kalima that you have said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That one name is a ticket. It will take you out. And if you are a person of good a'mal and good deeds, you will never see hellfire, inshallah. Never ever see hellfire. In fact, when you enter Jannah, people will be saying, yaar, we were told that, you know, on the day of Qiyamah, one portion of Jahannam will also be pulled and pulled sirat. And where is all that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us a place in Jannah. And they will not even know, by the mercy of Allah, everything went so fast, that mashallah they are in Jannah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is Iman, my respected brothers. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is written, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. That my mercy is ahead from my anger. My mercy is in front of my anger. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. The reason why He has introduced Himself as Rahman and Rahim to all of humanity is to show humanity that in everything, what is designed is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah wants is to treat everything with His rahmah. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Unfortunately, if people don't accept the mercy, the ease that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who is to be blamed except for yourselves? That is why once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battlefield was with his companions, and a lady was running from one side to another side, bhag rahi thi basu, and she had lost her child. And like someone who was completely mad, running from here to there, running from here to there. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes advantage of everything that is in front of him, so that good advice is given to the companions. He said, look. He said to the companions, look at that lady, how she is running. And why is she running? And they said that this lady has lost her child. And so she is running. And then all of a sudden, there was someone who came and gave her the child. And she picked up the child, hugged the child, kissed the child. And oh, the child was with the mother, and that is it, the love that was being displayed. Everybody was looking at this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with that scene in front, said, do you think this mother can throw the child in fire? Can she throw this child in the fire? Sahaba-i kiram ajma'in said, Ya Rasulullah, impossible. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah loves His servants, the people of Iman, much more than what this mother has for her child. In fact, there is no comparison. You know, you go to these Christians and say, loving God, by what loving God? Your loving God puts His own Son on the cross? A loving God puts His own Son on the cross? You tell me. What kind of a loving God? That He wants to put His own Son on the cross? That is not the loving God. Believe in Allah. Yes, Allah is Rahman and Rahim. The most merciful. And come to the right track. Come and believe, subhanallah, the teachings of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. That is the meaning of Rahman and Rahim. And so what we need to understand, Ism-i-Azam are the names that when we call upon Allah by these names, not tomorrow, not next week, immediately your dua is accepted. Immediately. That you are from amongst the mustajabu da'wat. But subhanallah, you must have that intention, that connection, and that love, fervor, when you take the name of Allah and say, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, and Ya Allah, and Ya Hannanu, and Ya Mannanu, and then speak and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes sitting alone in the dark, lift up your hands for 2 minutes. And put everything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And call upon Allah with these names, Ism-i-Azam. And for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all your du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Insha'Allah ta'ala we will cover all the names of Ism-i-Azam. And also the names of Asma'ul Husna. And so it's very, very important insha'Allah that we come regularly. So that we can understand the barakat, the mercy, the blessings in each name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah baka riku tawfiq de. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allah kareem, naujawan logo ki ye jamaat hai. Sare log yahan baithe hue hai. Allah, juma ki shab hai. باہر بھی یہ لوگ ہو سکتے تھے اپنے گھر پر بھی آرام سے بیٹھ سکتے تھے اللہ کریم لیکن تیرے دین کو حاصل کرنے کے لیے تیری رضا کے لیے محنت کر کے یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کریم اس مجلس کی برکت سے ہم تمام کی مغفرت فرما دے اللہ کریم ہم سب کو جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے اللہ کریم ہماری جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اے مالک تو رحیم ہے کریم ہے جہنم کے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم جتنے لوگ نیو مسلم بنے ہوئے ہیں اللہ کریم ان کے ایمان کو باقی رکھ اللہ کریم یہ نیو مسلمز علماء بن جائے صلحاء بن جائے اور اس ملک میں ہدایت کا مرجع بن جائے اور دین اسلام کا دروازہ اس ملک میں آپ کھول دے یا کریم جنہوں نے کہا ہے دعاؤں میں یاد رکھنے کے لیے ان کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وازواجہ وذریاتہ واہل بیت اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین